Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes sure that it all stays together. And we're here to join you on this great day to talk sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, well, you know, many of you it is. Not enough because they're having trouble staying in business right now. But as we go forward in today, where it's all about radio on the go, you're out there walking the dog. I see the people out in front of me right now, jogging the jog, starting the car, getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work. And it's a beautiful thing because we recognize that it's all about you and it's all about your radio on the go. Look, we only get you for a short period of time here, and we want you to be listening to us. So as you're getting everything in your day jump-started, which is not always the easiest of tasks, we want to make sure you're paying attention to the Sports Attack, and specifically me, Bob Black. So iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all around the neighborhood, you know what to do. You download those apps onto your device, talk, go listen live, and we're right there for you. Plus, any of the terrific interviews that we do here as well are all available on demand on your device. So if you got the iPhone, you got the iPoppy, you got the tablet, you got the smartwatch, you got the dumb watch, whatever the circumstances are, well, you can get it, and you can get it right here. And that's really all that matters. You know, each and every day we try to put forth the best product on the network, and if it's not my show, it's the Hefe show or Tittle's show or Wrestling Observer or any of the plethora of things that you can listen to here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. We're happy and proud to have a great relationship with them. We go down to Army, Navy each and every year. But this was started a long time ago by the Hefe in the Middle East when the bullets were flying and, you know, things were not too secure and not too safe. And he had the stones to go out there and establish this relationship. And it's been peaches and cream ever since. So you see somebody in a uni, go up, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, pay for their lunch, whatever the circumstances are, but make sure you thank them, all right? Because they're doing what we want to. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll be back with the Sports Attack right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Simpson to get it in. Into the corner to Wagner. Here we go. Hands off to Simpson. He circles it back around the arc, delivers. Top of the key, Abdul-Rahman. 10 seconds left. Abdul-Rahman drives in, puts it off the glass. No good. Ball batted around. Houston gets the rebound, and there's a foul with 3.9 left. Davis will go to the other end for two free throws, with Houston leading 63-61.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black here, you there. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Here's a little pop trivia quiz for you, all right? What are the two most important dates in the history of college basketball? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? No, you probably can't. All right. And it's kind of ironic the way it played out. On March 19th, 1966, University of Texas El Paso, they were called the Texas Western Miners at the time, beat the Kentucky Wildcats 72-65 at Cold Field House in College Park, Maryland. Now, this was Don Haskins against the legend Adolph Rupp. And for the very first time in the history of college basketball, an all-black starting five played in the NCAA championship game. And he did it intentionally. It was a statement in the middle of one of the roughest times in the history of this country. And college basketball changed that day forever. Adolph Rupp started recruiting African-Americans. Colleges had, you know, sporadically recruited. But up until that point, there had never been a starting five. Ever. And it was the most important game in the history of college basketball. Well, on March 16th, 2018, you had the second most important game in the history of college basketball when the University of Baltimore Maryland County Retrievers, number 16 seed, beat the Virginia Cavaliers 74-54. And yeah, you heard that right. Now, you know, we were off yesterday. Game was played on Friday, so I haven't had a chance to talk about it. And, you know, it's a little bit in the rearview mirror, and that's fine. But when you're talking about historical events in the history of athletics, and we knew it was going to happen sooner or later. I didn't pick it in my bracket. I know that much. And I don't know of anybody else that did. except for some alums who said, "Hey, I told you." And some guy that made a bet that turned into $16,000. But with that being said, the Retrievers of University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and ironically enough, since the other game was played in Maryland, beat the number one seed Virginia Cavaliers. And not only beat them, trounced them. It was 21-21 at halftime, and they outscored them by 20 points in the second half, 53-33. This game was over. There's no, it could have been the other way. It was a couple of missed calls, anything along those lines. This was a complete dismantling. What they were able to do, they will be forever known for. It's that simple. They finished second in their conference, but won their conference tournament. They beat Vermont. And it was funny because there's a local team where I live, Stony Brook, who's been pretty dominant in the conference for a while and haven't been able to get over the hump. They made the tournament one time, but they won the conference overall, I think, three or four times. And always lost in their conference championship game or even before that. And Vermont did the same thing. And UMBC got there. Virginia was the number one overall seed. They were 31-2 in the regular season. And, you know, and there's some hyperbole in the articles that I've been reading. You know, the question was, you know, whether or not Cavaliers would win the game, but if they'd get to the Final Four and win it all. Well, no, not really. Because there were a lot of people who know college basketball who recognize the fact that Virginia is challenged to score the basketball. It's a Tony Bennett team. And it's hard to do. Now, for people who believe that all college sports started in the 70s, they're comparing it to the 77-72 game, Chaminade over Ralph Sampson and number one Virginia back in 82. But that was in Hawaii, and it was a tournament game. And it was just basically a rollover. It was a regular season game. This was the NCAA tournament. There's only two games that have ever mattered. Ever. The one I talked about. And this one. That's it. Everything else pales in comparison. Now, I felt bad, and I really did, for the Cavalier players. Some idiot reporter asked Ty Jerome whether he knew that a number one seed had never beaten a number one. He goes, "Yeah, I think everybody knows that." So he said, "Thanks for bringing it up again, but I was aware of it." Well, he was right. But you know what it was? And I think this is where the embarrassment comes in. Had it been a 74-71 game or a 74-73 game or something along those lines, hey, you're in the basketball game. They just got the best of you. It was bound to happen sooner or later. You know, mathematically, it just added up at some point in time. But the reality is they got smoked. And that's going to be the thing that's going to stick with this team for a long, long time. And Tony Bennett, to his credit, said, we got thoroughly outplayed, and that's the reality of it. And that's own it, because you'll never be able to explain it away. They didn't have the sixth man of the year in the ACC. DeAndre Hunter didn't make a difference. Him being there, maybe it would have made a difference. I doubt it. Did they miss his 9 points and 3.5 rebounds? Yeah, probably. But what happened was this team went in there. They were taken for granted. We're going to be able to stop them. We play defense. We're Virginia. And what ended up happening is that Lyles dropped 28 on them. Jarius Lyles. He's a 6'2" senior guard who now will get looked at by the NBA, who averaged 20.2 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. He's the leader of the team. And he's had a very, very consistent collegiate career. He transferred out of Virginia Commonwealth, Shaka's old program, went to UMBC, 23 points a game, 19 points a game, and 20 points a game. That's it. That's it. He had 12 points against Kansas State. They shut him down. But in the game last Friday, he was the guy. And he stepped up, and they had no answer for him. So, all credit. All credit. And for Virginia, you got to go back. You got to explain why you were unprepared for this game. And Tony Bennett teams, you know, you've never heard him not having his teams ready for a basketball game. They were not ready for this basketball game. Simple as that. And when you look at it, and down the line, as the historians are examining it, they're going to talk about a lot of different things. The only thing they need to talk about was that Baltimore showed up and Virginia didn't. Let's head for the exit ramp right now. When we come back, more NCAA talk right after this short timeout. I am Bob Black. You are not. Please don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Towns will inbound at midcourt just to the left of us. Holds the basketball, gets it into Custer in the backcourt. Here he comes across the timeline, 8 seconds. Custer dribbling right. Custer stops, fires a 15-footer, bounces, and it goes! It went in! 3.6 seconds left. Schofield to inbound, into Bone, on the run, into the front court. Top of the key, three at the buzzer. No! And Loyola wins! The Ramblers win it! On to the Sweet 16! Here come the Loyola players again, racing onto the court to celebrate. Clayton Custer, the Missouri Valley Player of the Year, hits the biggest shot of the season for Loyola. And the boys from Chicago have a 30th win. Loyola rambles on to the Sweet 16.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We were talking about University of Maryland, Baltimore County, beaten UVA. The 16 has finally beaten the 1. But there are plenty of other things to talk about from the weekend. First round games and upsets. And you know, I'm ticked off because my first day, I won 15 out of 16 games. 15 out of 16 games. And it would have been 16 out of 16 if another team that didn't show up, Arizona, had bothered to play some basketball. Man, I was pissed off. I really was. But on the other side of the coin, I had some pretty good upset stuff going through, and my Cinderellas have made it to the suite. So I got no issues with some of this stuff. But boy, I didn't go horrible on my second day stuff. But, you know, I smoked it. First round. Well, second round, technically. But I was, man, I didn't have Marshall, but I did have West Virginia. So I'm intact in the East with Nova and West Virginia. I got Tech, but I had Butler. I mean, and Purdue won because I figured Purdue was going to bite it right there. I had Kansas. I had Clemson. So I'm good there. And I had Michigan State, and Syracuse hosed me. And I got the Dukies. So, you know, I'm all right there. But UNC screwed me. I had them going to the Final Four. I have Michigan, so they're intact. I had Ohio State going to the Elite Eight. They hosed me. I had Xavier going to the Elite Eight. They hosed me. Florida State. Still trying to figure that one out. My two Cinderellas are intact. Loyola Chicago and Nevada. And I'm liking Loyola Chicago going to the Eight. That's going to be fun. And I had Kentucky on a roll. And obviously everybody in the world had Virginia, although I did have them losing to Kansas State. So I'm in good shape as far as that one goes. So, you know, I'm playing fair ball here. I'm doing all right. But like I said, that first date, man, I was kicking butt and taking names. It's like a couple of years ago. It's no joke. I was, you know, I've been picking winners for a few years now, so this ain't new stuff. You know, this is Bob Black at his finest. And when Bob Black's at his finest, you know the rest of the story. Everybody better get in line, pay attention. Like I said, a few of the games where you're looking at it and you said to yourself, well, all right. Nobody who watched the Loyola-Miami game should have been surprised. on how good a basketball that they're playing and why they beat Tennessee. It ain't no joke. That's legit. That's the really dealio. And they got some good players on that basketball team. And they got a nun. So, how are you going to argue with a nun? Buffalo making their noise against Arizona. And look, they need to be very happy about what went down. No joke. They need to be real happy about that. Because beating Arizona, and I don't know what's going to happen to Sean Miller when it's all said and done. But those two kids couldn't get out of town fast enough. I think they actually signed Adidas contracts in the locker room. But, I felt bad for the other guys who aren't going anywhere, and this team's probably going to be on probation. You just seeing the complete lack of effort was astounding to me. I mean, it really was. I don't like to see that. I really don't. Now, when you're looking at some of the games on the Friday games, and like I said, I'm just talking to you for the first time with that. Purdue was impressive. And I'd already made my pick, but I was like, uh-oh. Because Cal State Fullerton, I get it. It's a West Coast team. They make their token appearance every once in a while, and they get smoked, and they go home. But what I liked about Purdue in this game was the way they picked up slack. Edwards played good. The other Edwards played good. P.J. Thompson played good. And they got nice contributions off the bench. A little bit of everything. And Haas, unfortunately, before he got hurt, I'm thinking to myself, all right, they're a pretty good team here. But, and I'm looking at it afterwards, and I'm like, they can't go anywhere. But they held together, and surprisingly so. Marshall was impressive as hell in their win. Coached by D'Antoni's brother, by the way. And they play the same game. Run, 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 run. They just don't have enough talent, which is why they lost in the second round. Like I said, Nevada, I looked at their draw, and I said, yeah, they're going to win a couple games. Because I never believed in Tennessee. Everybody forgets, the SEC is still top-heavy when it comes to basketball. And they're not a bad team. It was good to see them back in the mix. But I was looking at that, and I was like, all right. Florida State's the one that completely got me. Because, Leonard Hamilton can't coach. he can't coach. He can recruit. He's just not a very good coach. He's won a couple of games, though. So, he's Sweet 16. And so he shut me up for a year. Michael Porter Jr. off the bench. And if you're a pro scout, this is what you have to be happy about. All right. 28 minutes. He didn't shoot well. He was 4-12, but he made his free throws. 10 boards, 16 points. So he'll do his workouts, and they're going to check out, his back and everything else and make sure he's up to speed. But he's just by showing up in this tournament, he's back into the lottery, and chances are pretty good if all the medicals check out, he's back into a top five pick. And from that aspect of it, you got to be happy for the kid because, quite frankly, it didn't really look like he was going to perhaps have a professional career. No joke. It looked a little rough there for a while. So, happy for him, not so happy with the team. And that's just the way it goes out. On the weekend, though, Nova, and here it is, champion from 2 years ago, runner-up last year. And I'll tell you something. They're pretty good. Mikal Bridges outplayed Colin Sexton. And Sexton's kind of a one-man team, so, you know, you get that. But Sexton, he's a little out of control with the ball. Not as much in this game. But I was watching the first round, and it's got to be a little concerning for the NBA scouts. They'll bring him in. But when he's playing in the NBA, I think he's a pass-first kind of guy, and that's going to help him out a whole lot. But Nova's just got a lot of firepower, man. You know, Brunson matched up. Bridges matched up. There was just too much backcourt for Villanova. And don't forget, when you're in the NCAAs, backcourts can win you championships. You got a decent backcourt, sometimes you don't have to worry. Michigan squeaked by on a miracle shot against Houston. But they're playing good basketball. And Rob Gray, he's probably the best player in America you don't know about. 23 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. And he's a guard. All right. So we're going to exit the highway right now. When we come back, more NCAA. Because you know it's better than NCAA, and that's more NCAA here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Into the left corner it goes. Hachimura Gets Bates Diop in the air. In orbit around the arc, right side, Norvell at the sideline. Five to shoot. Let's it rip for three. Oh, my goodness! Norvell, another bullseye for Gonzaga. 76-69. They'll make posters of him already in his freshman season. He had the game winner Thursday. He's got 26 today.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you are back with the attack. I am Bob Black. You are not. Stay tuned. It's all NCAA. We're catching up from the weekend and first show back. I'll tell you something. Gonzaga impressed me, and I hadn't been impressed with them all year. Really haven't. 90-84 of Ohio State. Two of the best teams, and you know, it's a shame they had to meet in the second round. It really is. But that's the way it plays out sometimes. Because both of these teams are legit Final Four contenders. Unfortunately for Iowa State, just not enough. Gonzaga got the jump on them. Ohio State came back in the second half and played really, really solid basketball. But not enough. And Gonzaga was completely balanced. Hakamura off the bench, 9 of 11 for 25 points. Norvell Jr., 28 points. Perkins chipped in with 10. Everybody was around the basketball. They did a lot of good things. 39 rebounds to 25 for Ohio State. So they were cleaning up on the glass. Kept the turnovers down to a minimum. So it was 13-12. Very balanced. Part of the problem, and Ohio State didn't have the ball movement that Gonzaga did. Statistically, I know it was relatively close, 15-12 on assists. But honestly, the ball just was more fluid when it was with Gonzaga. And that's what you're looking for. Like I said, two really worthy teams. I am now solidly in the Gonzaga camp. I was wrong. You know, Tech took care of their business against Floridia. I didn't buy into Florida to start out with. I knew they were going to win one, but they landed right where I figured they were going to land. The Dukies took care of business. Be curious to see if Hurley moves on to Connecticut. He's going to be their guy. They're going to throw a boatload of money at him. Does he want the pressure? He'll get a four-year run. Same way as Ollie. And if he doesn't get the back end of big-time prominence. You know what the problem is with Connecticut right now, and this is 100% true. They are so overshadowed by the women's program now, and since Jim Calhoun left, even with a national championship under his belt, Kevin Ollie couldn't bring the players to stores. It's Connecticut, man. It's a beautiful campus. It's cold in the winter. Cold in the winter. And it's just not a big enough program anymore to bring people there. So they think they're going to get Hurley. I am not so sure. We'll see. We'll see. And don't forget, they fired Ollie with cause, according to them. And he'll contest it, as he should. But with the scandals going on, it's going to be a rough place. Buffalo, as I said, got taken out and dismantled by Kentucky, who played really good basketball. My boys, Loyola of Chicago, squeaking by. 63-62, but well-deserved. And Kansas in a really good basketball game, because those of you who didn't watch this, Kansas, they were playing some serious Jones. And Seton Hall was matching them point for point. Delgado could play, man. He ain't no joke. This guy, he's going to play on the next level. He's 6'10", 245. He's going to play on the next level, I'm telling you. Because he's a body guy. He's going to go in there. He's going to be second round, maybe even tail end first round. But that 13-6 and 11.8 is going to go a long way, I promise you. He dropped 24. He wasn't intimidated by Kansas at all, and he rose to the occasion. You know. Now, again, Kansas was playing without Bagley. All right. But they got enough All-Americas to pick it up. And Newman really did a nice job. He picked up the slack, man. He was a scoring machine. Inside, outside, whatever the circumstances were. So that was a hell of a good game. Hell of a good game. Now, Sweet 16 matchups. Going to be interesting. A lot of interesting stuff. Let's see what we got here. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. So, you got K-State and Kentucky. Kansas State can't score enough points. They're deserving of their 9 seed. I liked what they did against Creighton. But they can't score enough points. I just don't see it. And the freshmen are no longer freshmen for Kentucky. That's the biggest part of it right now. They're just playing damn good basketball. They're just playing damn good basketball. And, you know, when you look at what they did against Buffalo, the kids really stepped up. Hamidou Diallo was big time with his 22, you know. Gilius Alexander, another kid. He's going to play on the next level. He's going to play big time. He's going to be a one and done. It's picking the guards out and sorting it out for this NBA draft is going to be really tough. Now, if you're looking for a point guard, he might be your guy. 6'6", shoots, dishes. He was so efficient. 10 of 12 shooting in that basketball game. But, you know, I get it. It's Buffalo. But Buffalo did win a game in the tournament. Let's not forget. So, but they were impressive. Kentucky could run the table as the 5 seed. Because the way it shakes out, if they win against Kansas State, they're going to get the winner of Loyola Chicago and Nevada in the Elite Eight. And that's usually where the Cinderella stories stop. Particularly since there are two of them meeting up in the 16. So, yeah, one's going to move on. But whoever Kentucky gets at that point in time, well, that's going to be interesting. And then down on the lower end, out west, I mean, I got to give it to Leonard Hamilton. He played really well, but they're playing Gonzaga. It comes to an end right here. Florida State, they did the job against Xavier. I wasn't thrilled about Xavier being a 2 seed anyway. But it's going to come to a halt. Michigan, they just keep rolling along. I'll tell you something. If you haven't been watching Texas A&M, they're pretty good. I usually this is where the Big 12 teams fail. But I just got a feeling about A&M because, like I said, I picked them to go out against Providence for first round. Thought Providence was going to take them. Texas A&M, I mean, it was 73-69. Game was not as close as you would think. And they dismantled UNC. Dismantled them. So, we'll see. Nova took care of its business against Alabama. Huggies team, they're pretty good this year. This is a 1-5. Nova's going to have to get their backcourt performance again. And like I said, you can win championships with backcourts. And they're trying to prove it yet again. I have a feeling this is where it comes to an end for Huggy. I do. We'll see. You never underestimate his teams. And they did a nice job against Marshall. But, you know, quite honestly, they're playing at a pace that Huggies, this particular team, they like up-tempo basketball. And here was Marshall pushing the ball up and down the court on a consistent basis, not making their shots for the most part, just trying to do it on volume. And West Virginia was draining threes like nobody's out of business. So, you know, we'll see. Can they beat Nova? Yeah, sure they can. Will they? Yeah, probably not. Texas Tech at Purdue. Well, playing Purdue, not at Purdue. Man, I misread this bracket entirely. Well, not entirely. I had Texas Tech running through to here. But out of Purdue post-injury, and I'm not just talking my picks here. I'm just talking about after losing the big man, that they just weren't going to be able to do it. Not only did they take care of their business, they took care of it, you know, pretty impressively because Butler is a legit team. Tech's going to win the game unless Ivan can come back, which is probably not likely. And then you mix into the mix Clemson, which handled Auburn easily, and Kansas. Well, what's going to happen here? You know, they're going to have their big man play or not. They got smacked on the inside. So we'll see. Now, I mean, they don't have the size anymore. But we will find out. We will find out. Diallo's playing like a man possessed right now. He's playing his way up towards the lottery. And again, he's going to be another one and done too. So a lot of one and done going forward. I mean, sitting there and actually making the pick as it stands right now, I got to go rock chalk Jayhawk here. But if Clemson wins this game, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's put it that way. Cuse and Duke, you know, the party ends for Jim Boeheim here. But you know something? Opinions vary on Mr. Boeheim. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Program clean, program dirty. They had a nice little scandal up there a few years ago themselves. And I'm glad for the team because there was a lot of debate. I mean, don't forget, they were in a play-in game and squeaked by Arizona State, but they've been good. TCU couldn't stop them, and they beat the hell out of Michigan State. That zone took care of it. 2-3 usually does in Syracuse, but honestly, you know, pretty good stuff. But I they can't beat Duke. They're not going to beat Duke. That's just flat out not going to happen. So that's your evaluation of the Sweet 16s. And, you know, now, an interesting storyline on this, and I talked about Haas. When you have one of the best engineering schools in the country and your best player is hurt, well, you get your engineering department working on it, and they're working on a brace and perhaps getting him back out in the court. It'll be interesting to see. We're going to finish it up on the other side right there. So let's get out of here for a couple minutes. And we'll be right back right after this short timeout on Black or Not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five
when
stores
you
near
with
you.
Credit card bills every month. You're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Clark veers to the left on the dribble. The senior for Buffalo. Driving down the middle of the lane. Whips it right corner. No three taken. Jordan drive and kick. Three for Perkins is flat, but good! He hit the front of the rim. It bounced off the top of the backboard, and everything's coming up Buffalo. 75-58 the Bulls. 5:55 to go.
Now more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. Like I said, interesting story. Is the engineering department at Purdue is working on a brace for Isaac Haas to wear that would be NCAA approved because they want to make sure nobody gets hurt by the brace and perhaps get him back onto the court. They're trying to do it. Try to do it through technology. Now, look, you don't want to get the kid hurt, but he was warming up in the last game and he was out there with his guys and okay. But, you know, if, and this is how the NCAA rule book comes into play, you can't wear anything that's non-pliable, a brace or a cast, for the obvious reasons. You know, you can hurt somebody. Comes down with an arm, he whacks somebody. So it's got to be pliable. It's got to be basically like an elbow pad or a knee pad or something along those lines. That'll lock it in place. I mean, he's going to have surgery after the season. They'll drop a pin in there. But here they are in the Sweet 16. And this is a team that a lot of people liked with him in there to go all the way. Now, we'll see. He's right-handed. Can't shoot the right-handed free throw. So we'll see. But the kid has a broken elbow. Now, two things come into play here. Number one, is it something that, you know, he can play with? And number two, is he going to do any more damage? And that's really all that matters. So, as they go forward, we'll see. And it's going to be a storyline in the Sweet 16. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. And more fun and frivolity somewhere down the line. I'm Bob Black. Thanks to everybody for coming on board. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.